Everyday English Lesson 65. Hello, listeners. We welcome you to the last in the series of this week's programs of Everyday English. As usual, we're going to give you a simple quiz. Are you ready? Here's the first question. Question one.
Give three colloquial expressions meaning to have one's pride humbled. Give three colloquial expressions meaning to have one's pride humbled. Give three colloquial expressions meaning to be conceited. Give three colloquial expressions meaning to be conceited.
Question three.
Explain in simple English the following idiomatic expressions. A. We are going to give him a dose of his own medicine. B. I'm no thank God. I'm an ordinary man. C. Being elected to Parliament has gone to his head. D. Their behavior sometimes makes me sick. E. The depth of his self-conceit is sometimes enough to send a man to drink. And F. To listen to him at club meetings requires the patience of Job. I repeat. Explain in simple English the following idiomatic expressions. A. We are going to give him a dose of his own medicine. B. I'm no thank God, I'm an ordinary man. C. Being elected to Parliament has gone to his head. D. Their behavior sometimes makes me sick. E. The depth of his self-conceit is sometimes enough to send a man to drink. And F. To listen to him at club meetings requires the patience of Job.
Question 4.
Comment on the following pairs of sentences. A. He doesn't speak too clearly. B. He doesn't speak very clearly. I repeat. Comment on the following pairs of sentences. A. He doesn't speak too clearly. B. He doesn't speak very clearly.
And now comment on the following pair of sentences. He speaks too clearly. He speaks very clearly. I repeat. Comment on the following pair of sentences. He speaks too clearly. And he speaks very clearly. Now, thank you. We shall listen to the questions once more. At the end of each question, a suggested answer will be given. Now, here we go.
Question 1. Give three colloquial expressions meaning to have one's pride humbled.
The following are possible answers. 1. Deflate someone's ego. 2. Snub. 3. Teach someone a lesson. 4. Give someone a dose of his own medicine. 5. Knock someone off his perch. 6. Make someone take a back seat. 7. make someone play second fiddle and eat. Send someone away with his tail between his legs.
Question 2. Give 3 colloquial expressions meaning to be conceited.
These include 1. To have a swelled head or swollen head. 2. To be too big for one's boots. 3. To have quite an opinion of oneself. 4. To fancy oneself. 5. To be a little tin god. And 6. It has gone to his head.
Question 3. Explain in simple English the following idiomatic expressions. A. We are going to give him a dose of his own medicine.
We are going to treat him in the same way as he did others.
B. I am not in God. I am an ordinary man.
I do not expect flattery from anyone.
C. Being elected to Parliament has gone to his head.
He now feels big because he has been elected to Parliament.
D. Their behavior sometimes makes me sick.
Their bad behavior makes me feel extremely bad or uncomfortable.
E. The depth of his self-conceit is sometimes enough to send me to drink.
He can sometimes be so arrogant that the only relief I can find is alcohol.
And F. To listen to him at club meetings requires the patience of Job.
One needs extraordinary patience to tolerate the way he talks at club meetings.
Question 4. Comment on the following pairs of sentences. A. He doesn't speak very clearly. B. He doesn't speak too clearly.
The two words, too and very, are used in two negative sentences. The two sentences have the same meaning.
He speaks very clearly. He speaks too clearly.
The words too and very occur in positive sentences to intensify the notions expressed by clearly. The two sentences do not have the same meaning.
Well, thank you both. I hope our listeners didn't find the test too difficult. We wish you a happy weekend, but remember to tune in on Monday. Till then, it's goodbye from all 3 of us.